from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Bronte Coy.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Monday the 16th of May.
We'll start in New South Wales, where the mayor of Hawkesbury Council was stabbed by six men in a brutal home invasion this morning. Patrick Connolly was stabbed in the arm when the group forced their way into his house while his wife and four children were inside. The attackers fled the scene and the mayor is in a stable condition in hospital.
Overseas now, one person was killed and four others are in a critical condition after a shooting at a church near Los Angeles. Parishioners were attending a banquet following a morning church service when a gunman, aged in his 60s, began his rampage.
We believe a group of churchgoers detained him and hogtied his legs with an extension cord and confiscated at least two weapons from him. He was detained when the deputies arrived. That group of churchgoers displayed what we believe is exceptional heroism and bravery in intervening to stop the suspect.
The shooting comes just one day after a gunman killed 10 people at a grocery store in New York State.
To sport now in the NRL, Trent Barrett has quit as coach of the Canterbury Bulldogs, stepping down from the role effective immediately. Despite being under contract until the end of 2023, Barrett's last game in charge was a horrendous 16-6 loss to Newcastle on Friday. The Bulldogs board reportedly held emergency talks following the disastrous match, which ultimately sealed the coach's fate.
And in royal news, the Queen has made a surprise appearance at one of the celebrations of her Platinum Jubilee after being forced to skip a number of royal events due to mobility issues. The 96-year-old was given a standing ovation by the crowd of thousands as she turned up for the final night of the Windsor Horse Show's Gallop Through History performance. Among the star-studded lineup was Dame Helen Mirren, Tom Cruise and billion star Damian Lewis.
Tom Cruise, how random. Anyway, we'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To showbiz now, after their fake Vegas nuptials earlier this year, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker have now tied the knot for real in a Santa Barbara courthouse. And that's not the end of their celebrations. According to insiders, they're still planning a huge, lavish wedding to take place in Italy very soon.
And finally, Amanda Keller has opened up about missing out on a Gold Logie nomination this year, admitting it caused a spread of emotions. After being postponed for the past 2 years, the Logies are finally back in June. Now, last time around, you might remember that Amanda lost the Gold Logie to Tom Gleeson, who ran a campaign based on the fact that he thought the whole thing was quite ridiculous. Here's Amanda addressing the whole saga on the Jonesy and Amanda show today.
I've made my peace with Tom. We've had many conversations. All is well. He had a comedy routine around it that the trope was, this is meaningless, but I'm going to rort the system, and kind of sledged along the way. And so normally you just run your own race, but I wasn't capable of running my own race because that narrative was picked up by the press.
News.com.au is giving you the chance to win an electric vehicle worth $48,000. Just register to play Super Voter and pick who you think will win and lose their seats in the federal election. Get all the details at supervoter.com.au.
Well, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.